Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How Christian are our Christian leaders? Now, of course, the question also applies to the entire nations, but God does hold Christian leaders responsible for the way they live, for the kind of example they are giving. And so let me start with our rule, our government in the United States of America. Here's an article by Newsmax, dated September 3. President Joe Biden on Friday said he does not agree with the Catholic teaching that life begins at conception. The position looks to be a striking shift from the one he espoused some 6 years ago. Biden, the second Catholic president in the nation's history, in 2008 and 2015 spoke about the moment life starts, saying he thought it was at conception. And the Catholic Church correctly teaches that life begins at conception. But you see, this shift in Mr. Biden's position has a much more important fundamental reason. Because Breitbart wrote on September 3 that the White House continues struggling with President Joe Biden's support for abortion, even though he claims to be a practicing Catholic. The White House either repeats Biden is a practicing Catholic or repeats he is a supporter of abortion rights. So what we see here is that Biden and the White House shift positions and quote-unquote convictions whenever they think that it suits their purposes at the moment. And of course, this makes President Biden a hypocrite, as Newsmax wrote on September 5. Biden has long faced criticism from conservative Catholics on the issue of abortion. Last year, there was a call to restrict him from receiving Holy Communion. Archbishop Joseph Naumann of Kansas City called on the president to stop defining himself as a devout Catholic and acknowledge that his view on abortion is contrary to Catholic moral teaching. Then we have Bishop John Stowe of Lexington, Kentucky. He said this: "The implication is that he is being phony or a hypocrite. When he travels with a rosary in his pocket or goes out of his way to attend Mass every Sunday." So now, the Catholic Church's position on abortion is correct. Mr. Biden's is wrong. Now, when we view the Catholic Church's position, and of course the position of Mr. Biden, we have to say very clearly that he is not a devout Catholic. Now, it is true that the Catholic Church is quite content with welcoming anyone into their fold as long as they claim to be Catholic, regardless of what they actually believe or do. And so that's why we have so many quote-unquote Catholic countries in Mexico and South America and Africa being filled with paganism, superstition, and sorcery. But here we are dealing with the President of the United States, so that's a little bit a different story. And of course, you have many other high-ranking politicians in the United States clearly believing in and supporting abortion, contrary to the Catholic Church, which they claim they belong to. But what about the Catholic Church? Now, we have just determined that the leadership claiming that abortion should be taken care of, they should have abortions, people should, that's unchristian. But what about the Pope? Now, they may be right in this particular one when it comes to abortion, but what about other very important messages? Israel Today wrote on September 5. When the Pope said in a recent sermon that the Torah cannot give life, in other words, talking about the five books of Moses, the rabbis would not let that go. The rabbis were livid when they learned that Pope Francis sermonized that Christianity replaces the Torah, which cannot give life, and the commandments have expired and are void of meaning. The article goes on to say that the lack of appreciation the Pope displayed for the world of Judaism, into which Paul, James, and the Lord Jeshua were born and raised, signaled a regression back to the Dark Ages in Christian-Jewish relations. Now, subsequently, Pope Francis flip-flopped again, asking Cardinal Kurt Koch to explain that his words on the Torah reflecting on the writings of Paul in the New Testament should not be taken as a judgment on Jewish law. And last week, Koch sent a letter containing a quote made by Pope Francis in 2015, saying this: "The Christian confessions find their unity in Christ. Judaism finds its unity in the Torah." Now, Jewish sources said they saw the Vatican letter as a sign of reconciliation, according to the Allgemeine, dated September 6. Now, how this was a sign of reconciliation is hard to decipher. At best, the Pope's explanation, quote-unquote, is as ambiguous as it could be. This happens when the Pope and theologians try to explain the Bible, but it goes much deeper. Here, a claim is made by the leader of the Catholic Church that the law of the Ten Commandments is done away, it's obsolete. Now, that is clearly, and I repeat, clearly un-Christian and unbiblical. Jesus Christ said, "Don't think that I came to do away with the law. I didn't come to abolish, I came to fulfill it, to fill it up with meaning." He was prophesied as coming to magnify the law, make it more honorable. He told people, if you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments. Paul said, the law is righteous, just, and good. James said, if you break one of the Ten Commandments, you break them all, and so you are a transgressor of the law, and sin is defined as a transgression of the law. And John is saying, if somebody comes to you and says, I know God, and doesn't keep his commandments, he is a liar, and the truth isn't in him. Is the Pope, who is claiming to be Christian, really a true Christian in the eyes of God? Now, you answer that question for yourself. Now, the Protestant Church isn't much better off either. Bild Online reported about a situation in Germany where a pastor, a conservative pastor, was making a statement about practicing homosexuals in a marriage seminar, saying that's wrong, and he was sued, and the lawsuit is pending. And then the ex-council chairwoman of the Evangelical Church in Germany, the Protestant Lutheran Church in Germany, Margot Kessmann, said the following: "The Protestant Church in Berlin asked homosexuals in particular for forgiveness for decades of exclusion. Theologically, it has been clarified that 2,000-year-old statements of the Apostle Paul do not refer to homosexual loving people who today live together in trusting partnerships." Now, that is an absolute, totally complete perversion of what the Bible says from beginning to end and of what the Apostle Paul said. You read the first chapter in the letter to the Romans. The Bible is clear. If you are a practicing homosexual, and as long as you are not a true Christian. And so those who promote this kind of wrong concept are not true Christians. Now, it's interesting how that court case will be decided, because after all, Germany's health minister, Jens Spahn, is a practicing homosexual. So we'll have to see how that will play out. Now, for you to understand that God is not amused about what's going on in our countries with our leadership, whether it's in the political or whether it's in a religious field, I'd like you to order our free booklet on the Ten Commandments. Because the Ten Commandments booklet is going to tell you not only that the law of the Ten Commandments is not obsolete, it also will tell you how to keep that law, because that's what you got to do in order to make sure that God is pleased with you and with your life. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.